Yeah.
And a part of me doesn't really understand why there aren't more women who get into this field, because it makes perfect sense. A lot of times when women email us, they ask me the question when it pertains to, you know, what's this guy thinking or whatever. And Emily will just, you know, send me the email and I'll answer it. And they're always like, you know, man, that's so helpful. That's exactly what I needed to hear. I needed a guy to tell me that this guy was being a jerk or what this guy was wanting from me. And I trust your judgment. I'm going to go do it. And then they come back and they give good reports. So I can't imagine any better way to get down to this matter of what it is that women want from a guy when they're being approached than to talk to you.
Well, there's a lot of women who actually don't know what it is that they're attracted to. A lot of women aren't tapped into why they're attracted or how they're attracted or what really works. That's why for a lot of guys, you know, they listen to their mother or they listen to their female best friend who's like, just be nice, just give her compliments and buy her stuff. And, you know, those actually, those things do not work for a man. And if anything, it sets him back, you know, way more. So, again, a lot of women aren't really tapped into what it is that attracts them. So that's where I'm different. And, you know, there's some other girls who are kind of doing the same thing or at least providing advice. But that's where I'm very different. You know, I'm blunt, I'm honest, and I know exactly what I'm feeling at all times. And I know what serves attraction in me. And in fact, you know, I have other programs where I ask tons of other women to get down to the nitty gritty of what they're feeling as well and pull that information out of them. So, you know, a lot of women just don't know on a surface level until you dig a little bit deeper.
Okay, so let's dig right in. Let's talk about what it is that a man does when he approaches a woman and starts a conversation with her that is likely to get good results, and maybe talk about some things that men typically do that just don't bring them good results, and kind of put the why to it so we can understand what's going on.
Okay. The main thing that a man can do to bring good results for himself is just putting out the right energy. And that energy is a man who is self-assured, confident, calm, cool, collected, controlled, and direct. A man who goes after what he wants, who may be a little bit nervous but doesn't let it show, and again, goes after what he wants and is sure that he is a good person. He respects himself and he's fine with the outcome no matter what it is. Okay? That's what women are attracted to. That type of energy. The type of man who can walk up to a woman, approach her using a direct approach like, hi, very simply, and being okay with the fact that she may say, I'm not interested. And then he can walk away and still be self-assured. That's what women want. What women do not want and what they're not attracted to is a man who walks over to her, doesn't make eye contact with her, slouches his shoulders, stumbles over his words, and puts her on a pedestal, making her feel that she's in complete control of the situation and he's not worthy at all.
Now, when you say a man who walks right up confidently and knows what he wants, I'm assuming you don't mean he just breaks her space, gets all up in her chili and says, you know,
No. I'm not talking about, not about being aggressive and, you know, abrasive. I'm talking about a man who respects himself, who respects his boundaries and who respects a woman's boundaries as well. It's not a man who goes up and stumbles all over a woman or like jumps in her face and invades her space. This is a man who is, as I said, controlled, a man who can walk up confidently, calm, cool, and collected, and say, hi, my name is Scott. What's your name? What are you doing here? Are you having a good time? It's just having that energy. And that energy, for a lot of people, isn't natural. And it's something that you actually have to practice and learn how to do. What you're trying to think inside of your head is that this is just another human that I'm approaching. Because you're beautiful doesn't mean that you're any better than me. It's tweaking on the inside of his head how he's feeling about the other person that he's approaching and how he's feeling about himself. So for a lot of men, the biggest mistake is that they put women on pedestals. So they go up to a woman and they approach her thinking, am I going to say the right thing? Is she going to like me? She's going to reject me. It's having all these negative thoughts about this woman that he hasn't even introduced himself to yet.
So he's already pre-approved her.
Yeah, exactly. He's already just defining the outcome of the situation because he's putting himself in a lower position when he goes up and approaches this woman because he's putting complete power and control in this woman's hands as opposed to thinking in his head, that's an interesting woman. She's attractive. Looks like somebody that I would be attracted to or want to get to know better. Let's see if I'm right and let's see if she's interesting. Or even just thinking, hey, I want to talk to somebody. I'm going to talk to this girl over here and see if she's somebody I want to continue having a conversation with. If not, I'm going to turn around and walk away, excuse myself, and leave, because I don't have to be in this conversation, because there's tons of other women in this room or tons of other women in the world that I can have a good conversation with or enjoy or be attracted to.
Yes. So I think a lot of guys, like I said, they pre-approve the woman based on her physical presence.
Exactly.
And then it becomes a contest. All right, I already know I like her. Is she going to accept me or reject me? And then it becomes, oh gosh, if she rejects me, it's going to be ultra humiliating because all these people around me are going to see it. And then I'm going to have been beaten by a girl, which is like the ultimate bruise to a guy's ego. And it just doesn't have to be this contest, does it, Marnie?
No.